Welcome to the May 2012 Fannie Mae National Housing Survey podcast with Doug Duncan, Senior Vice President and Chief Economist at Fannie Mae. The most detailed consumer attitudinal survey of its kind, the Fannie Mae National Housing Survey polled more than 1,000 Americans via live telephone interview between May 3rd and May 24th, 2012, to assess their attitudes toward owning and renting a home, mortgage rates, homeownership distress, the economy, household finances, and overall consumer confidence. Homeowners and renters were asked more than 100 questions used to track attitudinal shifts, with findings compared to the same survey conducted monthly beginning June 2010. Interviews were conducted by Penn Show and Berland in coordination with Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae conducts this survey and shares monthly and quarterly results so that we may help industry partners and market participants target our collective efforts to stabilize the market in the near term and provide support in the future. Today, Doug Duncan will share insights on the May 2012 Consumer Attitudinal Survey indicators, offering a window into the opinions of Americans across the country. And now, here's Doug Duncan with the May 2012 Fannie Mae National Housing Survey podcast.
In the May Fannie Mae Housing Survey, consumer sentiment appeared to be heading into a plateau during the summer season. This is a reasonable response of the public to the weak job numbers that we saw released and the rise of significant concerns with regard to the Spanish banks at the same time as the U.S. economy seems to be sort of plateauing. So they've taken a wait-and-see attitude on the housing front after a few months of improvement. There's offsetting balances within their attitudes about the flattening out of their incomes, the flattening out of their expenses, some expectation of a little bit of increase in rents, and home price expectations seem to be fairly stable. But there was a little bit of a decline in whether they would buy a home today or not, rather they would rent. And that's why we say they're taking a wait-and-see attitude until they see some more stability in growth expectations.
Thank you for listening to today's Fannie Mae podcast. For more information or to read the full Fannie Mae National Housing Survey results, please visit fanniemae.com. Opinions, analyses, estimates, forecasts, and other views of Fannie Mae's Economic and Strategic Research Group included in this podcast should not be construed as indicating Fannie Mae's business prospects or expected results, are based on a number of assumptions, and are subject to change without notice. How this information affects Fannie Mae will depend on many factors. Although the Economic and Strategic Research Group bases its opinions, analyses, estimates, forecasts, and other views on information it considers reliable, it does not guarantee that the information provided in these materials is accurate, current, or suitable for any particular purpose. Changes in the assumptions or the information underlying these views could produce materially different results. The analyses, opinions, estimates, forecasts, and other views published by the Economic and Strategic Research Group represent the views of that group as of the date indicated and do not necessarily represent the views of Fannie Mae or its management.